This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Hamas both claimed victory on Friday after their forces ended 11 days of fighting, but humanitarian officials warn the damage to Gaza will take years to rebuild. Palestinian officials put the reconstruction cost at tens of millions of dollars, while economists say the fighting could hamper Israel's economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Five more bodies were pulled from Gaza's rubble Friday, taking the death toll to 243, including 66 children and nearly 2,000 wounded. The Israeli military claims an Israeli soldier was killed, as well as 12 civilians, and hundreds were treated for injuries after rocket attacks caused panic and sent people as far as Tel Aviv rushing into shelters. World Health Organization spokeswoman Margaret Harris says Gaza's health facilities are in danger of being overwhelmed by the thousands of injuries. She is calling for immediate access into the Gaza Strip for health supplies and personnel. Gaza has for years been subjected to an Israeli blockade that restricts the passage of people and goods, as well as restrictions by Egypt. Both countries cite concerns about weapons reaching Hamas, the Islamist group that controls Gaza and led the rocket barrage. Palestinians say the restrictions amount to collective punishment of Gaza's 2 million population. Myanmar's junta-appointed election commission will dissolve Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party, or NDL, because of what it said was fraud in a November election. News outlet Myanmar Now said on Friday, citing a commissioner. Read more on that story at VOA.